You're listening to The World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. Today, a true Renaissance man, Amir Questlove Thompson. He's the co-founder of the hip-hop icons The Roots and the band leader for The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. He's also an author five times over. His latest book is called Mixtape Potluck. Inspired by the food salon dinner parties he throws, it's a collection of recipes from his friends. Friends like Martha Stewart, Fred Armisen, Amy Poehler, and dozens more. Alongside each recipe, Questlove has selected a song to inspire each guest to cook. Quest will take us through some of his musical selections, and we will try to figure out which of his friends' recipe is his favorite. We'll have a lot of laughs and a giant surprise you don't want to miss. Let's get started, though, with the song Quest chose for himself. It's Cab Calloway's Everybody Eats When They Come to My House.
Banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste of bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes. Hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irby. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake.
You're listening to The World Cafe. That's a little bit of Cab Calloway's Everybody Eats When They Come to My House, one of the many songs highlighted in our guest's new book, Mixtape Potluck. We're joined by the author of the book, co-founder and band leader of The Roots, and musical director of The Tonight Show on NBC. It's Questlove. Quest, it's a pleasure to meet. Welcome to World Cafe.
Thank you for having me. That was a really great introduction. I feel important. Thank you.
It's worth the van, man. It's worth the van. Man. I forgot there's one other big word, author. Author of four books, now your fifth book. Mixtape Potluck is not your traditional cookbook, though. You know, this is born out of your food salons, but there are a lot of really interesting people, celebrities, some people that you've heard of, some people that you haven't heard of, that all contributed a recipe for this book, and it's broken up into several sections. And for each person that contributed a recipe, you contributed a song, not based on the dish, but the person themselves. Correct?
Exactly. This is probably the most fun project I had. We all had a few salons and had to try all the dishes just to make sure everything was, you know, copacetic and fine.
And I think it's important now that you pointed out, you tried every recipe in this book.
Yeah, I did. And then, I'll put it this way. When we finally put this project to bed, I had to get my health together. By that point, I was like 405 pounds. So I've since then lost 100 pounds.
Congratulations on that.
I think between this and Something in the Food About, it's easy to use that as an excuse to
eat well.
To that's a Wu-Tang term. Yes, eating good. So yeah, I was doing too much Raekwon, eating good. So, less mac and cheese, Q-tip. Sorry.
No worries. Mixtape Potluck, the name of the new book. It is available now. The book is broken up into sections. Arrival snacks, started up small plates, soups and stews, sides and salads, vegetarian dishes, Carb Jones meat eaters, bittersweet ending, raise a glass, etc. It's pretty well covered. I wanted to, the first person I wanted to talk about was with the person who wrote the foreword and the song you picked for the person who wrote it. John, can you play us a little bit of this because it's a fun reveal?
Only in town for a night. When I pull up in the crowd, get high. And everybody love you. The browns to the white. here like a movie, but I'm moving my life, and I'm the life of the party.
Every time I show up,
I'm the life of the party.
Every time I blow up,
I'm the life of the party.
Every time I show up,
I'm the life of the party.
Every time I blow up.
Yeah, what celebrity might be worthy of Snoop Dogg? Life
Dude,
of the party.
Man, it's Martha Stewart is, she's without in the in the most cliche way. Yeah, she's a G, man. She's, I mean, you've seen her tweets. You, her and Snoop together make a good combination on Twitter. Like they're the most unlikely tweet couple that I love when they interact with each other. I'll say that with Martha. I've been desperately trying to get back into her good graces. One time on the Tonight Show, Martha and Jimmy had a sandwich contest, and much to her chagrin, I chose Jimmy's sandwich. He was elated, she not so much.
Nope.
And so ever since then, I've been trying to get back in her good graces. I've been making playlists for her parties and all that stuff. So, you know, I asked her to do the foreword to my book.
I thought her story was incredibly sweet. I thought it was a lovely foreword, and you know, you really couldn't ask a better person, you know, who, like, yeah, made a life, had a life for a very long time on television as someone who's like, here's how you entertain. And so, yeah, it's like, think of this as the 21st century version of that. Which
no, she is no one's Stepford wife or, you know, that sort of thing, whatever idea that you would think of. Like, she's very down to earth, and, you know, I couldn't think of a better person to do this for. So hopefully now she's forgiven me for liking a sandwich with coleslaw in it.
Yeah, man, dude, that's a hard thing to be. You almost feel weird if there's a grudge being held over that.
Over food, especially.
Yeah.
Like, she won't hesitate to remind me that, you know, Amir, Cuban sandwiches do not have coleslaw on them. How could you, you know?
You're listening to World Cafe. We're here with Questlove talking about the new book, Mixtape Potluck. And, you know, in Arrival Snacks, it's important because you've got some people that people might not be familiar with. And you got someone like Fred Armisen, who decided to do plantains two ways, which is like actually a recipe that I was like, I can actually make that. I could totally do that.
I didn't want anyone to be intimidated or overwhelmed. I didn't want it to just be like the big names. Like, you know, of course, there's like Natalie Portman, Fred Armisen, Maya Rudolph, Jessica Biel, but also respected chefs.
Your personal chef is in the book as well.
Yes, because she makes my favorite snack of all time.
Is that the kale chips?
Well, that too, the kale chips. That's the thing. Like, I know kale's really gotten a bad rap, but in the hands of my chef, like, she makes a miracle out of kale chips. So she's the one that really helped me to see the endless possibilities of healthy food can also be tasty if you, you know, put some care into it. So she makes great kale chips. But my favorite thing in the world are the fish skins, which is what it is. It's crispy fish skins.
So oh my God.
Those are like my potato chips. They're the best thing in the world.
Here with Questlove on the World Cafe. So in addition to, you know, getting recipes that you know, can connect people, you know, this is under the guise of, like you said, a salon party or a potluck, and you've got playlist tips. So now you also have some setting the mood with music, and you say when people arrive, you should start with instrumental music so that conversations can grow without competition. I love that line. What's a good instrumental? Like, what's a go-to, no fail? This is on my mix, every single instrumental playlist, just because you can count on it.
Okay, so probably my go-to record is, and the story behind it is weird, is Miles Davis's last quote-unquote traditional jazz album, which is his Nefertiti. So, I mean, the story behind it was that he was about to go through this transformative phase in his career where he was looking for something new. And, wow, you're quick.
John Mayer's our producers.
So any song I say, you guys will just produce it any second now?
John Myers is our producer. He's good like that. Yep.
So the unheard of Prince song, I'm playing. Anyway, so with Nefertiti, the challenge for Miles Davis was to do a jazz record with hardly any soloing on it. So especially with the title cut that you're playing right now, him and Wayne Shorter just repeat the line over and over and like ad nauseum. It's almost like it was a joke. Like at one point I thought they just threw this together just to, you know, give Columbia Records like, okay, we fulfilled our contract. Now we're going to make the record we really want to make. But for me, this is, without solos, I feel like this is great background talking music.
We're talking to Questlove about his new book, Mixtape Potluck, and the very interesting recipes. And you know, it is cool to go like, hey, here's someone like, I think Maya Rudolph is hysterical. I dig her work. And so when you go, there's also the interest of, well, what kind of recipe are they submitting? So when I saw chocolate chili, I'm like,
dude,
I feel like it has to be good. But at first you got to go, no way. But then you got to do it.
That's her chocolate chili is probably my second favorite contribution, taste wise.
Wow! And I was no doubt. I was afraid. I wanted to ask you at some point what your favorite recipe is, but I figured you wouldn't play favorites. But you've revealed number two. So that's
I'll never reveal number one.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. But then that's totally fine. So this is no joke. If you wanted to, you would not be disappointed. If you like chili, not Cincinnati chili, but just regular chili, this is your John.
Wow! You went from the Midwest straight to Philadelphia in like one second.
It's been two and a half years, man. I feel like I'm allowed to use it once a day.
Shout out to my friend SNL writer Jasmine Pierce, who's tried to educate me on the art of chili in Ohio, which I'm still trying to wrestle with. Yeah, but with I like a challenge, and especially after making something the food about, realizing that food is more of an art experience than it is like something to fill you up, it just attracted me. I'm like, okay, so chili, but with chocolate inside of it. Okay, let's see what this is about. And I love the taste. I love the contrast of it.
That's cool. And it's one of the, like, it's one of
okay,
the...
Okay, this is very weird. I just saw my boss, Jimmy Fallon, just walk by, like... Like, what are you doing here?
Right, wait, anyway, you're at NPR in New York.
Yes.
What is he doing there?
Both of us have books coming out at the same time, so it's just kind of weird seeing my boss over there on the other studio.
Hey, Jimmy.
But yeah, it's very weird.
The strange things that happened during an interview with Questlove. You picked a song from Maya that I thought, I figured maybe her mom, Minnie Riperton, but you went in a completely different direction with Muddy Waters, Harper's Free Press News.
The world is turning much too fast. Son got mad, shot Papa down. New troublemaker just coming down. Where you gonna run to? And where you gonna hide? Where you gonna run? Where you gonna hide?
There you go. A little bit of Muddy Waters here on World Cafe. That's a cool song. I had never heard that before. That is a very different version of Muddy than I expected. There's another track that we've got, and this one, it's personal. It's to your friend of yours. And we'll throw some Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross here on World Cafe.
Make that juicy hands. Soul food. Talking about soulful food. Collard greens. Hot corn. Fat back swimming in beans.
just found a woman. She ain't nothing for looks, but up in the kitchen, she tends to business and cooks, talking about soul.
You said he is a better chef than artist, and considering he dropped perhaps one of the greatest freestyles in human history less than 2 years ago, I find this hard to believe. How good of a chef is Black Thought?
I say it every time that I feel like it's imposter syndrome, because that's how... Tariq is just one of those people. I don't know if you call it OCD or whatever, but he's just one of those people that has to excel past the standard of what we consider to be acceptable in whatever he does. And I will say that as far as his cooking is concerned, I would put him up against any grandmother, any old grandmother recipe, any
including
top
yours?
Tier shelf. He matches it. And that's the thing, like the true lost art of really good Southern down-home soul food cooking is almost as rare today as a real MC. I hope your listeners understand that. And now soul food has become this like hard-to-find, almost elite, expensive cuisine. Like you go to Sylvia's now in Harlem, the line is around a block on a Sunday. It's usually like tourists and you know, people from around the world that want to know that experience of what like Martin and Malcolm were eating 50, 60 years ago. So I wish there was a proper term for synesthesia with taste, where like you taste something. Or is it still synesthesia, where you taste something and it brings you back to a time and, you know, you see colors and that sort of thing. That to me is what, you know, I think I'm aiming for when I go to soul food. Like, I'm thinking of those Sunday dinners that I had at my grandmother's house every week.
Just thinking about that myself. Not your grandmother's house, because I was never invited, but my grandma, oh God, man. She made the most unhealthy, food, but man, the most, like, it's like a
the most
couch.
Love into it.
Yeah.
Yes, the most love into it. Yes, exactly. Yeah, it took 4 days for, like, Sunday foods at my house were, at my grandmother's house was always an event. That's why, like, Thanksgiving, I mean, we get that now, but imagine Thanksgiving every Sunday. That's what it was in my grandmother's household when I was living there when my parents were on the road traveling.
Talking to Questlove here about a brand new book is available now, talking mixtape potluck, and going in a completely different direction from soul food. Mm-hmm. You know, sides and salads. You can have that at a potluck and be healthy. Bok choy and cucumber salad sounds delightful. Zoe Deschanel picked it. Why did you pick Prince Joint to Joint for Zoe?
I chose that because... he was a fan of her show, The New Girl, and guested on it. And I figured that's an apt song for
beautiful.
Her.
Beautiful. Let's listen to a bit of it.
If you want it, we can kick it, baby, joint to joint.
Sex me.
Yeah. Joint to joint.
I have to also add that the very closely guarded Prince community often frowns when I make public statements about how his first 10 years to me were, you know, the only years that count. I'm one of those music snobs, so I wanted to go out of my comfort zone and acknowledge work between 1988 and 2015 as well.
Well, you ranked those records too, didn't you? I think you did an article where you had to, talk about killing your darlings and picking favorites. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, at the time when he passed, I mean, there were just a lot of people hit me on social media like, okay, we need a snob to help guide us through this. And, you know, I mean, you can discover even, and that's the thing, I'm not one of those Prince experts that will suddenly, people sort of get revisionist history. You know, they always, I could tell when a Prince revisionist fan is in my midst because they always make too much of the Dirty Mind album. Like, yeah, I was down with, you know, like, I've only heard Uptown on radio once during that period. Like, I didn't think he made a record in 1980. And so I discovered Dirty Mind after I had to do some cleanup, you know, after Purple Rain. And it was like, oh, okay, I missed this record. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah,
so.
I bet you here. Let's play a little bit of it. I bet you 90% of my audience does not know what this is. We're talking to Questlove of The Roots about his brand new book, Mixtape Potluck. And your NBC brethren, Jimmy Fallon, who is literally less than 100 feet from you. You had to pick a Springsteen song for Fallon, didn't you? There was no question that was gonna happen.
Well, yeah, it was only right. Like, you had to, because he, of any human being I know, has the spirit of Springsteen inside of him. Like, you know, I don't buy upstate New York. Fallon is straight Jersey, yo. He's straight Jersey.
Let's listen to some Hungry Heart.
Yeah.
His impression is perfect, isn't it? It's like one of his best.
It's my favorite thing. Yeah, I love the Springsteen more than anything.
Yeah, it's really great. Talking to Questlove about his new book, Mixtape Potluck. Air fried chicken burgers for a guy who likes burgers. I'm just a little let down because I want to know what, like, the Fallon A-plus burger is. But I'm sure maybe that's part two.
No, dude, there's only one recipe had to be left off, maybe because it was kind of illegal.
You have to put weed in it? Yes,
okay. Let's just say it's... There was one contributor that insisted that, you know, we might have to use a horse.
Oh.
And like, no, I can't. I know you're from down south and, you know, this is how you guys traditionally did it. But no, we can't put this in the book. But practically every recipe has been, you know, tested and it was excellent. It's a different way to do a burger.
That's fair.
You know, I'm fine with that. Yes.
And it's healthier.
Yes, it is. Yep. Quote unquote healthy.
Quote unquote. Yes. Talking to Questlove about his new book, Mixtape Potluck. There's one recipe that I have the ingredients for. I am ready to make this weekend. And it comes from the after party, late night snacks. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Q-tips mac and cheese. How good is it?
Okay. I'm not saying that that's my number one recipe, but it's definitely in my top five.
All right. Then I feel
it's like, in my top three.
Ooh,
and you already know where number two is. So it's either one or three. No, seriously, it's up there. It's in my top two. My top two. That's all I can say. It's in my top two.
How did? Yeah, I'm going to be listening to other interviews with you where other recipes make the top two. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm one of those people that's very consistent in his interviews, and I will say that, you know, Q-tips mac and cheese is excellent.
Well, then, do you want to play a little bit of what of Q-tips song, John? Can you throw that up for us?
I took it home, took it home, took it home.
Ooh, I don't eat no ham.
A rare case for me to actually use a person's song with their status. So that was fun.
Yeah, you said you tried to avoid doing that, but you can't help when Tribe has so many good songs about food.
Nope. Nope. Nah,
it all.
Hey, a tisket,
a tasket.
What's a mama's basket?
Some veggie links
and some fish that stinks.
Why, just the other day I went to grandma's house.
Smelled like she conjured up a mouse.
Eggs was frying,
ham was smelling.
In 10 minutes, she started yelling, "Come and get it!"
And the gators look good. I said I shouldn't eat it. She said I think you should,
but I can't. I'm plagued by vegetarians.
No cats and dogs.
Talking to Questlove here about mixtape potluck. Is there a song that you were particularly happy to connect with a celebrity? That it's like, oh, this has been my opportunity to assign this song to you.
I will say that in the beginning, it was weird because for me, my favorite song about food was always James Brown's "Make It Funky," but I almost feel like that's a little too obvious. He randomly starts just doing a litany of list of his favorite dishes in like the 3 minute mark of the song. And this song is like, the complete song is like 11, 12 minutes. And so, oh, wait, you put it on right after his, you got to go back like 45 seconds to really get to the heart of what a true.
Let's rewind and let's pull up about 30 seconds so people can hear what's going on here. We want them to hear some of James Brown's call outs.
Exactly.
Mother snake. Grits and grain. Crack and break. I see you up on your thing, brother. Snappy. Mobile gumbo.
Yo. Oh, it is you. All right, so yes, Jimmy.
Yo, what's
Jimmy
happening?
Just. We were talking about your air burgers right now.
What?
Yes.
We're talking about.
What are you doing?
The book.
I can't hear what you're hearing.
I'm going to tell you what they're saying. Yes, so Jimmy's now next to me. we were talking about your air burgers and why you chose.
Chicken burger?
Your chicken burger. Hang on.
All right, hold on. No, hello. I had headphones on now. Hello?
Hey, Jimmy Fallon. This is Kaleo from the World Cafe on NPR. My buddy John Myers, who's producing it. We were just talking about your air chicken burgers, man.
Dude, so here's what happened. I got an air fryer, okay? Everyone kept telling me about an air fryer, so I bought one. It's a bad purchase. I got to be honest. Not my favorite purchase. But it's healthy. So I go, all right. Questlove's like, oh, I'm doing this book. What can you do? Do you have any recipes? I'm like, all right, I'm going to get real nerdy. And I know that Questlove loves nerdy. So I go, here's what we do. I got ground chicken. I get the whole mix. And I really made my own recipe. I mean, I got potato buns and I put them in the food processor and made my own breadcrumbs. It is a game changer. That is a game changer. And that makes it crispy and crunchy. It's unbelievable. It's a total game changer. So I gave that little tidbit to Questlove, and he ran with it.
Dude, it's beautiful. And did you appreciate "Hungry Heart" as a song chosen for you?
Oh, I didn't know that. Quest, you chose "Hungry Heart" for me.
There you go.
Everybody's got a hungry heart. Dude, that, do you know that when he first did that song?
No.
When he first said it, he said WNBC.
Really?
Yeah, because he knew that it would be aired on radio.
Okay.
He knew it was going to be a hit song. So when he first performed it ever, he finished it. And he's like, WNBC.
He did his own drop.
He said that because he knew that it was going to be a hit on radio.
Oh my God. Jimmy, I don't want to take too much of your time, but we got a Springsteen impersonation and we got a little bit of backstory on the breadcrumbs that go into this air chicken burger. I appreciate it, man. That's very kind of you.
I'm giving you back to Questlove, but I just want to drop in and say what's up because this dude knows what's up. Questlove, by the way, is one in a million. There is no one like this dude. He's so creative and doesn't stop. He doesn't stop doing anything different. He always keeps you guessing, and I love this dude. So I can't even thank him enough for what he's done for me and my show, but also in life. He's always keeps his fans moving. and keeps their brains popping and creating and different. And that's why people love them.
Dude, that's beautiful. Now Quest got a blurb for his book, too.
Oh, man.
That's really sweet.
I know, I got all sad. I got all sappy.
Hey, Quest, tell Jimmy to pause.
It's not every day that your boss drops in your NPR interview. I welcome it.
Dude, that's absolutely incredible.
It's not every day that this happens, but, you know, I welcome it.
I guarantee you this is the first time that I have talked to the pretty much the entirety of the talent of The Tonight Show during an interview. So yeah,
you have a 2-for-1. You have a Tonight Show interview, and you have a Questlove mixtape interview.
Dude, this is amazing. All right, so we should wrap this up before we lose time. Here with Questlove on the World Cafe. One last question, and it's about the Roots. We haven't spoken about that, but it is the 20th anniversary of Things Fall Apart. One of my favorite records of all time. Congrats on that. What do you remember about recording it, or do you have a fond thought about that album? Because it is so damn legendary.
Well, the thing is, the seed of this book really starts with the making of Things Fall Apart. And pretty much we discovered the fourth time around, like with our first three records, we didn't have an idea. But by the fourth album, we told our record label that we have to build a community first, or else all this is going to be for naught. Like, we didn't want to be Fishbone. We didn't want to be like the most brilliant band that only your friend knows about and that you don't. And so the first thing we did was we wanted a separate budget just for food. And they looked at us like, what? And we told them, we have to build a community. And in order to build a community, you have to entice them over. And just simply like, hey, come over to my house and jam on these instruments isn't enough. So we hired the best chef in Philadelphia from this restaurant called Zanzibar Blue. His name is Terry. And every Friday night, Terry would cook like his damn near Michelin star meals for about 60 people. And so nothing says loving like free food. So, of course, these people will come in the name of, we can get free food from Chef Terry at Zanzibar Blue. And then it was coincidentally like, oh, guys, I have some instruments over here. Why don't we write a song or two? So literally, that's how we got to know and meet all these strangers who later became Jill Scott, Music Soul Child, NDIRE, Common, Mos Def, Talib Kweli. Like, pretty much those jam sessions of 1997 to 1999, which led to 80% of everything that you hear on Things Fall Apart, are results of the jam sessions we had, which wouldn't have happened unless we had great food. And that's the whole idea behind having potlucks and get-togethers and using food as a way to unite people. Wow, I feel like a politician.
No, man, I feel like you feel like a philosopher, man. I guess you could look at it like from an optimistic way or a cynical way. And I read that as a beautifully optimistic, hopeful comment. The new book is Mixtape Potluck. It's available now. Is there a Roots song from Things Fall Apart? We'd love to go out with one of your songs since you've been nice in sharing all of these great artists. Anything from Things Fall Apart that you'd like to go out with?
I will say that, you know, I have nothing but love in my heart for my mentor, Jay Dilla. So, you know, I think we should go with Dynamite, one of my favorite songs to make on Things Fall Apart.
Beautiful. The new book is Mixtape Potluck. You can catch Questlove and the Roots nightly on The Tonight Show on NBC. Thanks so much, Quest.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Touch this elephant dynamite.
Check it out, true. Do send the soul missing link. What could MCs who listen think? It's black thought. Open your eyes and don't blink. Yo, to rock this mic is like a basic instinct.
So very cool. One of my favorite records growing up, Things Fall Apart. From it, Dynamite, The Roots, with our guest, Amir Questlove Thompson. Quest's new book is called Mixtape Potluck. It's available now. It was an absolute blast to speak to him.
And thanks so much to Jimmy Fallon for crashing my interview, which generally nobody would ever thank someone for crashing an interview, but when you're the host of The Tonight Show, you can do that. Thanks again to John Myers, our producer, who edited it. I'm Kaleo. This has been The World Cafe. Bringing this apocalypse, you mad topical. It's my rap's tricks, you're optimistic.